USA Radio News.
We have asked for it if it exists. We have asked for it.
Yeah.
We've asked for it if it exists.
Are you surprised that they haven't turned it over?
No, I'm not sure yet that it exists. Probably does, possibly does. I'll have a full report on that from Mike when he comes back.
Mr. President,
that's one of the things that's going to be the first question I ask.
President Trump, before heading into a cabinet meeting today as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived in Turkey, as new reports swirled in Turkey regarding the Saudi Arabia's consul general in Istanbul and saying that he was fully aware that journalist Jamal Khashoggi was being murdered inside the Saudi consulate on October 2nd. Investigators are continuing their search for 13-year-old Jamie Cross, whose parents were found dead in her Wisconsin home Monday morning. Barron County Sheriff's Chris Fitzgerald says the tips are coming in.
We're over 200 tips, which is a great source, but we need those tips to come in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Tons of rain this week has raised the rivers beyond their banks in central Texas. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Governor Greg Abbott has declared a state of disaster in 18 central and south Texas counties hit by serious flooding. He says the flooding has caused severe property damage and threatens loss of life. Fire Chief Palmer Buck.
We're doing evacuations and rescues of people. As the water continues to come up, we're starting to pull people out of houses, and that's what our guys are doing right now. We just want to keep encouraging people to stay off the roads. If they're in some place, stay safe.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The top prize for the Mega Millions jackpot has reached $868 million. Now, that's the second largest grand prize in U.S. history. The reason the jackpot is so high is because no one matched all the correct numbers in Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot. Now, 9 people did win $1 million, which means they got 5 out of 6 numbers correct. The next Mega Millions drawing will be Friday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Pastor Andrew Brunson was released from a Turkish prison on Friday. Now, he's making some media rounds and joined Fox News and was asked why he chose to be a missionary in Turkey since it is so dangerous over there.
Well, it's one of the places in the world that has the least Christians, and we wanted to tell people about Jesus Christ. That's what our life has been about.
Brunson talks about some of the struggles he had his first year when he was in prison.
Well, that's when I was really broken down. I was very isolated. Even though I was in a crowded prison cell, just isolated from the outside, from receiving encouragement. It was my wife, really, who got me through that time. God did, mm-hmm. But she's the one who brought truth into me in our meetings and would just focus, hang on. One of the most important things that someone told me is just breathe. You don't have expectations that I have to preach to everyone just hang on to God. And it's one of the things I did consistently. I kept talking to God, whether he talked to me or not.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Brunson was then asked what's next for him and his wife, Maureen.
We are certainly grateful for many people who prayed for us. We believe that God is using this situation and that he used the prayers of God's people. I've been preaching Jesus Christ my adult life. I hope to do that until the day I die.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.